I wonder, does anybody watch a soap on television? Oh, got some here. Which soaps have we got? Coronation Street, yes. Any others? Neighbours? EastEnders? Oh, we've got a few here. Right. So, I brought the TV Times from last week, and it gives a summary of the storylines. Let's see, Corrie. Oh, it says, Ken Barlow is to be joined by his real-life sons. Right, has that happened yet? No? Oh dear, right. Perhaps I shouldn't have told you that. What else to say about Corrie? Right. EastEnders. We find out a lot more about the glamorous businesswoman, Vanessa Gold, this week. Does that sound right, Sonia? Not yet. Oh, dear. Oh, it must be this coming week, mustn't it? Okay. Right. So there's lots of things. There's killings, separations, divorces, violence, the usual everyday things, really. And that's why they're soaps, isn't it? Because they have what we might term an exaggerated storyline. There's always some drama going on. Well, this morning's story from the Bible is a bit like a soap. It's got tales of goodies and baddies, greed, injustice, and retribution. And our story is set roughly 850 years before Jesus was born. So approximately 2,850 years ago, quite a long time ago, but it's strange, isn't it, how human nature doesn't really change. It involves a greedy king, a scheming queen, an innocent man wrongly accused, and a prophet of God sent to warn the wrongdoers of the divine punishment coming their way. And I think we've got some people to help me tell the story. Right. So the greedy king, he was King Ahab, and Philip's going to be King Ahab. The scheming queen, Jezebel, that's going to be Pam. The innocent man, Naboth, isn't in this bit of the sketch, but he comes later in the Bible reading. And the prophet Elijah, he's not in our sketch, but we have got a butler called Jeeves. Not quite in the Bible, but it's just to add a little bit to the story. Okay. Now for our sketch.
Darling?
Hmm?
Darling, have you done anything about Naboth and his vineyard?
Huh?
Sometimes. The vineyard? The vegetable patch? Oh, for goodness sake!
Oh, I forgot. I'll see to it today.
That'll be me then. More tea, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, a simple yes would have done.
Yes. Would you pop around to Nobat's place and see if he'd be prepared to let us have that vineyard of his?
Certainly, sir.
And if you have to, say we'll give him an even better and bigger vineyard in exchange.
Of course.
Oh, just take it, you fool. You are the king.
Sir, I'm afraid he says that he won't sell and he won't take any exchange. I'm very sorry, sir.
Oh, well, that's that. Now I'll have to tell the wife.
I heard that.
It's ancestral land, so it'd be wrong to get rid of it.
So what does it say in his will? Have you looked at it then?
No. I don't need to. It will go to his sons.
Hmm. I wonder if we can get hold of a copy of his will and change it. No, why bother with solicitors? Because it will say that it just goes next to his next of kin. Then we'll have the same problem many more times. No, there's got to be another way. I'm not letting go of this one.
Your tea's getting cold.
Aha! Got it. I know how I can get you that vineyard. Well, come on. Haven't you got work to get on with? We can't sit here all day. And you? I've got some work for you too.
Of course.
I want some paper. The king's official paper and his royal seal.
Very good, ma'am.
Right, now I suspect this isn't good, but who's looking? Now then, we'll declare a farce. Oh, that's very good for the soul, don't you think? And then we'll have Naboth invited as the guest of honor, in full view of the great and good in the city. Now, I want you to post this, and I want you to round up a few of your mates. Good ones, I hope. Now, and I want you to get your mates to accuse Naboth, in full view of everyone, of blasphemy. Yes. That will set the cat among the pigeons. Well, go on then.
Very bad.
That will teach him to say no to the king.
Good morning, dear.
Yes, isn't it just? Any news today?
What's this? Naboth's dead. Can't be. Oh well, we'll have to start on the relatives, if you want that land, dear. Hang on. Naboth killed? For blasphemy? Well, that puts a different complexion on the matter. Who'd have thought it? Can't have blasphemers next door. Jeeves?
Yes, sir?
I want you to pop round to Naboth's, no, my vineyard, and clear it of all traces of that blasphemer. Well, where was Elijah when all this was going on, eh?
He was too busy having a go at you, and having a go at Naboth, my darling.
Sir?
Well, what is it?
It's Elijah. He'd like a word with you.
Very good. Well done. Thank you very much. So, that's the beginning of the story. And it wasn't the end of the story. And we're going to hear the Bible reading next to find out what happened.